The following is a paid political spot paid for by Lawrence Ostendorf.
City Councilman Lawrence Ostendorf joins us in the studio discussing his reelection campaign. Councilman Ostendorf, how are you?
I'm well.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Now,
good morning. Greetings to you, George.
Last week we heard that you had a trip planned to head out of town and get some R&R for the weekend. How did that go?
That went very well. I went to a car show.
Okay.
And one of the things that stuck out to me was 1939 Plymouth road car.
Oh. Okay.
But it was a...
Was it a Roadrunner?
No.
Okay.
You're talking to a car nut, beer, but... Now, this was a... God.
This was a road car, you said.
No, yeah, but it was a cop car.
Oh, okay.
1939.
Wow.
But he had a 350 Chevy in it. But it was black, and, you know, God, it was beautiful.
A beautiful sign.
Yeah, and they came up there from Chapel.
Okay.
And there was lots of... I saw a 1957 flip-top box. Do you remember those, George?
Yeah, I do. Vaguely.
Vaguely. This one here, not a scratch on it.
It's a beaut.
It was a beautiful car.
Great.
Now, Councilman Ostendorf, of course, folks know you represent North Platte's 4th Ward right now. You're running for re-election to represent the 4th Ward here once again. Before we talk about your past 4 years of experience in the City Council, let's talk about your background. We know that you're a native here of Western Nebraska, grew up in Gothenburg. What brought you to the town of North Platte?
Oh, economics.
Economic opportunity.
Huh? Opportunity. Huh? Now, back then, I just decided, and of course I was married at that time to a lady from here, mm-hmm. We decided we had to move here. That did not go so well. And then after a fashion, I went to work for the railroad.
Ah.
And of course, I got to go back and tell you that this was a big city to me. I lived in a house in North Platte, in Gothenburg and Cozad that didn't have any electricity. And I was 13 years old. And then whenever I got married to her, we had a house with a sewer in it.
Hooray. Big Whoop. Step forward, huh?
Oh, yeah, big step forward.
Yeah.
And as I've kept going, it was a great thing for me. And still am.
So you understand, you come from humble beginnings then, Lawrence. So you understand the struggle that some individuals encounter locally.
Yes, I do. And I'm telling you, who'd ever thought I'd be here today? I never, ever once thought I would be here today.
Wow.
As in a successful businessman, real estate owner, and a city councilman.
Yes. I had all three. I even had a 30-year career with the Union Pacific Railroad.
Retired. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got it good.
So it shows it can be done
mm-hmm.
in this land of opportunity. Right?
Yes, indeed.
You know what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And I for one think that North Platte, Nebraska, has got the greatest thing in the world to make. There, we've had our ups and downs, but right now we're on our way up.
I agree. Yeah. Now, Lawrence, we heard you mention you come from humble beginnings, we know, humble backgrounds, and you understand those that struggle with adequate housing and that may not have the proper necessities. You understand that. So with that being said, where do you stand on the issues we have right now in terms of housing enforcement?
Housing enforcement. I'd like to have you read this. Somebody could.
Sure, absolutely.
Read that, please.
Absolutely. Last week, we talked about the proposed housing code update. We touched briefly on a Telegraph editorial, which quoted Councilman Jim Carman's support. Now, Councilman Lawrence is saying that he believes we need to talk about this a little more in the light of the fact that two separate constituents have contacted the councilman with worries about the ordinance and government overreach. There seem to be a lot of misperceptions around this. And first of all, this is really nothing new. The city has had this ordinance in place, but has not been updated since 1981, according to what the councilman just handed me here, when the last health inspector retired.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. And now they brought it up, and everybody's pushing the panic button. There's really nothing to worry about. All these people are, you know, they look at it and they, oh, worry, 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 the sky's falling. No, we're just doing what people should do to make darn sure that they have a comfortable and safe living environment.
Okay.
So you support the housing enforcement code?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I'm... these two people, I think if they would just take the time, and I brought this along, and read it, then they would know what we're talking about. It's just nothing much more than tell them how, what the guidelines are.
Laying them all out.
Yep, yep, yep.
Now, these two individuals that you had contact with, what was their primary concern?
Well, one is, they're going to come in and tell me what to do. No, they've got to have permission to come into that house. And there's a lot of them that think that they can just walk in there and not, don't even have to knock, just open the door and go in. No, 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 no. That's your sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
That house is your sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And consequently, I would like to debate this one individual. And, Tristan, if we can, arrange it here so that we can have just this here.
Yeah, it's definitely something we're open to. We're open to doing some of those things. We actually have some things in the works, some things we're discussing between my boss, Tanner, and I, who you met last week or a week before it might have been. But we've got some things in the works, that's for sure. So we'll definitely keep you up to date on that, Lawrence.
Please do.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure that all my constituents know about it, and they can be there.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, and it's we talked about this briefly, Lawrence, in discussing your candidacy, but it's a balancing act that we ask our city councilmen to do, because you're representing the city of North Platte, but at the same time you represent your individual ward, and for you obviously that's Ward 4. But so how do you handle that balancing act? I know typically what's good for the city is good for each individual ward, but do you ever feel that there are situations where something may benefit the city but not benefit an individual ward?
If I follow you, at one time it seemed like Ward 4 was, who's that?
An afterthought, almost.
Yeah,
an afterthought. And that's happened, yeah. That has
but
happened, unfortunately.
Not now. Look over on the Rodeo Road. There's two of them there. We've got some of them, I think that they've approached them for make sure their housing was correct. But no, we're going with great guns. And have you been out by Pacific Place?
Oh, those pictures you had to share with us last week were amazing.
Oh, yeah. You ought to see it now. They claim by the 13th or 13th, somewhere in the middle of February, they'll be in there.
Wow. In February, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
It's coming right along then.
Oh, gosh.
And I think that's, 100 new housing units? Or
yes, indeed.
Or something like that?
Yes, indeed. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful.
Well, that's great. And so the north side's expanding and growing, and you're seeing improvements over there. You don't feel like it's the forgotten stepchild anymore.
No, the proverbial red-headed stepchild. No, I don't feel like that at all.
Okay.
And the 9th Street project seems to be coming along, right?
The last I knew, we're waiting patiently for Washington, D.C. Of course, you know Washington, D.C.
That could be a while, yeah.
Yeah, but they claim it's probably going to be the end of October before we know for sure.
Well, that won't be so awful bad.
No. This is one of those things that's been for years and years and years and nobody done anything. They screamed about it, but nobody did anything, and now it's being done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Again, we have City Councilman Lawrence Ostendorf joining us in the studio for a paid political interview to discuss Lawrence's campaign here for North Platte City Council's 4th Ward. And Councilman Ostendorf, we did mention a hot topic issue here with housing enforcement. That's kind of been the hottest issue, I think, locally here for citizens of North Platte. We know one of the hottest topics to ever come into the city is that of Iron Eagle Golf Course.
How did I know you were going to do that?
I did bring that up, yep. We talked about it briefly here the past couple of weeks with you joining us on the show, but the reason I bring it back up again here for the listeners and for you to discuss is we have the golf course on the agenda for City Council tonight.
Yes, I'll be honest with you, I got to read some more on that.
Sure, sure. Well, you still have a few hours before the council meeting.
Yeah,
so.
I don't like to go in barefoot.
But. Absolutely. But Mr. Kibben, the city administrator, is going to talk to the councilmen and to the mayor about the possibility of leasing the city golf course mm-hmm. or selling the city golf course.
That's correct.
Now, we know that you've not had a chance to dive into that as you will before the council meeting, but just overall thoughts of that thus far.
Well, first of all, I don't know who would buy it. $550,000 as it was being appraised
it. It was appraised at that price?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would buy it if it doesn't make any money?
It'd be a tough sell.
It would be.
What you're saying.
It
yep.
would be. It okay. would be. But however, with that area wouldn't develop if it hadn't have been for that.
So it's you're saying it's attracted some of the hotels that
oh,
are built
yes,
out there now?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I think so, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's that argument to be made, all right.
Yeah.
So we've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 pretty new hotels out
all
there.
Right.
One of them's about 20 years old, but the rest are all within the last 3 years or something, 3 or 4 yeah. years.
Well, and the La Quinta's mm-hmm. been remodeled and renovated,
yeah.
too. It's
Who?
The oldest out there. The La Quinta.
La Quinta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry. Yes,
yeah
yes.
It's a great-looking hotel.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it's really
the
nice
oldest
place.
One out there, but it's still. I mean, you couldn't tell.
That's right. You couldn't tell.
And so there's that argument that the golf course is attracting new developments out there.
It
so
is.
You're a supporter of that argument.
I am. Okay. Whatever they want. If they want to sell it, okay. I'm one man. However, they better look at it real strong. Who knows?
So you don't want to see it the city give it away?
No, no, yeah. definitely not. Yeah. If they're going to do it, let's get some money out of it.
Okay, okay. Now, Lawrence, we do have to wrap up here. We have about 2 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to discuss this morning, sir?
Well, you heard a little bit about me. I'd like to think that I'm more than qualified to handle the 4th Ward, and I've been on the city council for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that I learned something there, or maybe they learned something from me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Time will tell.
Time. Now, I have seen a few of your yard signs out and about throughout the city, Lawrence. If there's anybody out there listening that would like one of your yard signs, or maybe they want to pick your brain a little bit as a candidate before getting a yard sign and before casting their vote in November, how can they contact you and discuss anything further or possibly get one of your yard signs?
Okay, my telephone number, my cell phone number, which is strapped to my hip at all times, 308-530-2692. And I'll be glad to put some yard signs in and maybe even order some more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Councilman Ostendorf, we appreciate the time this morning and look forward to seeing you tonight at City Hall for the council meeting.
Thank you very much for that.
You betcha, Lawrence.
Yep. Good George, to see you.
Good yep. to see you, George.
We'll see you this evening.
All right.
All right.
This has been a paid political spot paid for by Lawrence Ostendorf.